Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating our 15th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for allowing me to do that. Thank you for helping me celebrate. And I hope you're celebrating your milestones, too. Having a great visit with our good friend, Ken Grombach. Ken is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Age Curve. He's the resident demographer of our website, and he's been joining us now for almost 15 years. Helping us understand demographics. And you can find the things that he and I've talked about on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out. That website, that URL, I should say, not the website because that's been updated, but the URL is a 15-year-old URL. We've had that since October of 1997. Ken Grombach, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about what we've learned from the election demographically, and you said that one of the things that you see as this younger generation comes on, the millennials, is that what you're calling them?
I call them Generation Y. There's a bunch of different names.
Generation Y.
Yeah.
You're saying that those people are going to be starting small businesses like crazy, right?
They have to. Well, see, when the baby boomers couldn't find work back in the late 60s, 70s, and early 80s, if they wanted to eat, they had to start small businesses.
Right.
Yeah. And
that's what I did in 89.
Yeah, well, and it wasn't selling drugs.
No.
So they went into business for themselves. I know that because I literally speak to thousands of them, you know, when I go on the road. So I believe what's going to happen is the kids, this huge crop of kids that is currently 8 years old to 27, the biggest generation in the history of our nation, about 83 million, are not going to have enough money from their parents to not do anything, and they're not going to get hired because there aren't going to be enough jobs for all of them, will open their own businesses out of necessity.
Yeah. And I agree with the motivation that they're going to have. I agree with the conclusions that they're going to come to. But I will say this, and I'm going to say that it's easier today to start a business with nothing than it was 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago when I started, but it's not going to be easy to ramp up because of the lack of capital. The problem we've got right now is the lack of capital. If you don't have a job, then you know you can start digital businesses with very little, but you got to have some kind of money. You got to have some kind of capital. And most people in the 70s, 80s, and 90s who started small businesses like me was they had some credit, maybe only a few $100s. They had some equity, maybe in a home probably, maybe only a few $1,000s. But they were able to leverage that bit by bit to creating a small business. That's the problem we've got right now. And that's the reason why, Ken, that we have so few startups today. This economy is and the capital structure of people who need to start a small business, they're really behind the eight ball, and that's the reason why we've had such a slow startup growth in the last 4 years.
Yeah, and I know that exists, but you know what I also believe is that the folks in the United States, the Americans, find a way. And they will. I really believe they will find a way.
I'm with you on that. But I'll tell you, it won't be. Let me put it this way: starting a small business by the young people is going to be a lot different than it was, 10, 20 years ago. As I say, the good news is we have all these digital tools that makes it easier for them to do that. For them to leverage their idea without having to hire a bunch of people. I agree with that. But everybody can't make a living like that. And there's somebody's, we're still going to have Main Street businesses. And so anyway, I just think that unfortunately, I think that the election results is going to set back entrepreneurship in America. What do you think?
Well, I don't. I really don't. I think these kids are going to find a way. I'll tell you something else that's going to happen. And this is this. Have you been following Walmart?
Not much.
Okay, well, not much. And I know Walmart. You're not a big fan of Walmart, and I'm not. I like to be objective about it. Walmart. I read last week a statement by a high-level person at Walmart that said that the minorities, specifically the Latinos, are 100% of the increase in the Walmarts in the United States. They are 100% of the increase. Hmm. So they're gearing up. They're doubling their $60 million Latino advertising budget to $120 million, and that's going to save them. And guess what? It can't. And because I've been following Walmart.
It can't save them?
No, can't. Because their stores are ubiquitous. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're all over the United States, and the Latinos are not. Latinos are in about 25 states.
Right.
So what are they doing? They're cutting. They're saying 100% of their increase is going to come from half of their stores, and then the other stores are going to see same-store sales decline. Yes, because the concept is history. The concept was built on baby boomer consumption, and baby boomer consumption is over. The new markets are not buying into the no-selection purchases, where the stores decide what you are going to buy.
Right.
Because the new generation is all about what it says.
See now you're starting to talk about what I've been working on for what I've been serializing for 3 years, and it's the title of my next book, The Age of the Customer.
You stole that idea from me.
The Age of the Customer. I think it was the other way around, Ken.
No, that was my idea.
I've got a record of this. We're gonna duke this out on the break, folks. Stay with us, Ken Grombach, and I will be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.